For life in the jaws of material desire is a useless existence.
Yes, again.
For life in the jaws of material desire.
Life.
Life in the jaws.
No.
Life in the jaws of material desire is a useless existence.
So running behind for lots of life, this unlimited material desires, fulfillment of material desires, you are now hopeless, become hopeless now, isn't it? Fed up, disappointed, isn't it? Completely disappointed, running lots of life after the fulfillment of such unlimited desires. Now it's completely disappointed, isn't it? Completely disappointed, nirasatasukare. Yes.
Freedom from mundane hankerings is the platform of actual happiness.
Now what to do? Bhogo mukhyo vansa thari hori nam gaire. Give up the desire for material enjoyment and material liberation. Completely give up all this desire for material enjoyment and material liberation. Now only chant Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Only thing required, nothing else for you. All right? Take a bow from this moment, no more. All right, then I give you. Cross your head. It will break the bow. Take this bow from today, this movement. If you break bow, crush your head. I'll crush your head. All right? That is the befitting real punishment for me, isn't it? Yes, real punishment. Yes.
Having become pure and situated in transcendence, by giving up all desire for material enjoyment and liberation, I chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord.
Then thereby you'll become Sudha-sattva. You'll be elevated to the level of Sudha-sattva. Understand? Transcendental platform, Sudha-sattva. There's no mixture of passion and ignorance. Pure goodness. Nateo namir guni usopalvaya. Only by chanting pure name, offenseless name, though you don't want, still you'll get it. Understand? Though you don't want, Sudha Sattva to be uplifted, to be raised to the level of such pure goodness, though you don't want, still you'll be uplifted. Understand? This is the result of chanting Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, then
I dance in ecstasy due to the power and divine qualities of the holy name. And having given up all endeavors for insignificant material enjoyment,
yes,
I attain all these results. Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, giving up all offenses to the holy name, I discard the impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name.
Yes. You understand? So simple process. Gauran Nitai, they are so supremely merciful, such merciful to Prabhus, they have brought this for us. Seeing our suffering condition, seeing our distress condition, and happiness they have brought for us. From that, Goloka Vrindavan, Golokera Premadhana, Harinam Sankirtana. This doesn't belong to this material world. This Harinam Sankirtana doesn't belong to material world. It's Golokera Premadhana. You understand? This is such Premadhana, this invaluable asset. that gives prema, Krishna prema, only available in Golok Vrindavan. You follow? And these two brothers, so merciful, wonderfully merciful, supremely merciful, flawlessly merciful, seeing our distressed condition, suffering condition, unhappiness they have brought for us to this material world. Why are you not attracted to this? Why are you not attracted to this such nice chanting of holy name? Such great sinful person, two brothers, Jagai and Maharaj, you see? Very, 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 very sinful. They have committed all sorts of sinful activities. Nothing was left out. They got mercy. Mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and became completely purified. You follow? Why will not be? Why you are hopeless? Why you are disappointed? Why are you disappointed? Bolo? No question of disappointment. No question of becoming hopeless. Dubala. It's all hopeful. No question of, let's say, pessimism. Understand my language? No question of pessimism in this path of chanting Hare Krishna. Sweet chanting, nectarian, mellow emanating from such sweet and transcendental sound, vibration of chanting Hare Krishna. One takes to this path, there is no question of becoming disappointed. Vibhava, why are you disappointed? No question of pessimism, all optimism. Understand my language? Yes. They are ready. They are calling you. They are ready to embrace you. Why are you running away? Don't run away. Now run to them. Alright? No more Maya Sansar. Enter into Krishna Sansar. Enter into Sansar of Gaur and Nidai. Alright? This is the wonderful mercy, you see. Here he says, all merciful Gauranga. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of this, immediately came to this spot, ready to punish both brothers. But when the all-merciful Lord Gauranga saw Jagai's repentant behavior, immediately embraced him. He's so merciful, immediately embraced him. All-merciful. Why? He's calling you to embrace you. He's calling to embrace you. Gaur and Nithai. But you are running away from them. Get my stick. Why running away? Why are you running away? Don't run away. Run to them. Stretching their arms, ready, calling, come, Adarjavan, come. Chaitanya Chandra Daya, karaho vichar. Vichar kari le chitte, pave chamatka. Chaitanya Chandra Daya, karaho vichar. Vichar kari le chitte, pave chamatka. If you can very deeply think of the mercy, the mercy of Chaitanya Chandra, you will be amazed. Yes, you will be amazed. What mercy is there? How merciful they are? Nama Mahavadanyayo Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Krishe Namaha. His whole form is what? Prema Mayo Vigraha. Well, his form is all love. Do you understand? It's constituted, what is it? Constituted? Constituted of all love only. Embodiment of love only. Understand? Is embodiment of love only. The whole form, Vigraha, is love. Nothing else. Prema Maya Vigraha. Bhagavan Krishna is also merciful, isn't it? And Mahaprabhu is also Krishna, but Mahaprabhu form is more merciful form. That difference between the mercy of Krishna and mercy of Mahaprabhu. 마기 내 허수고 미자라나
This is the prayer of a pure devotee.
Janme janme janatava nama guna gai. Suddha bhaktangare prakar prarthana reva jita bhavan bhakta nikadare jita vasibhuta hi tahan kursi rupa bhajan phala pradhan karanti. The difference between the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Mahaprabhu. In Bhagavata it is said, Pratitam sakala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Krishna is swayam bhagavan. All avatars are his portion, portion of the portion, portion of the portion, answer kala. Do you understand? Krishna is the source of all avatars, he is sarvavatari, he is paratattva. Supreme personality of Godhead, supreme truth, he is the source of all incarnations. Krishna is very merciful, yes. Aho vakhi jaspana kaal kutam jingasaya apya sadhi levegati jhattu tita. Tadanyam kovadayalu swanam pradema, that verse is there. He is so merciful. The demon Sputana came smearing dreadful poison on her breast with the motive of killing Krishna. Do you understand? She would call Krishna to suck to her breast, thereby Krishna will be killed. Do you understand? That motive, evil motive. So demon Sputana came, but what merciful is Krishna? What he did? He gave her the position of mother in the spiritual world. Because Krishna sucks the breast of Mother Yashoda, nobody else's. Isn't it? Krishna only sucks the breast of Mother Yashoda, nobody else's breast is, he sucks. And Putana did the same work, the work of mother, offering her breast to suck, isn't it? So Krishna is so merciful. He accepted the good thing, do you understand? Though she had such evil motive, she was killed, that was the mercy of Krishna. Yes. That demoness was killed because that is the mercy of Krishna. Krishna saw his mercy on her, and gave her the position of mother in the spiritual world. So merciful, So whom shall we surrender other than such merciful Krishna? Who shall we surrender? Mahaprabhu, not Krishna. Not Krishna? We should surrender to that all merciful Krishna. It's so merciful, isn't it? To get the Putana such position of mother, access is only good thing. So,
This is Krishna's mercy. Krishna's killing the demons, Aghasura, Akasura, so many demons. That is Krishna's mercy, because he kills us demons. Krishna's mercy. But we cannot understand. We cannot understand. We cannot understand the mercy of Krishna. He kills the demons. Do you follow? But when that Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never kills any demon. He never cuts throat. Understand? He never cuts throat. What he does? He is so merciful, wonderfully merciful, extremely merciful, supremely merciful. Mahabhadanya, most munificent incarnation, he gives Krishna prema. Patito pasandi, pranena mari lokare, hari nama diya hudaya sudhila jati giya ghare kare. Such patito, such pasandi, great demons, he never killed anybody, never cut throat of anybody. You understand? Rather, going to every doorstep, he showered his mercy on such demons, giving them holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, thereby he killed the demoniac propensities there in their heart. Never cuts throat. Then you see this difference between mercy of Krishna and mercy of Mahaprabhu, right? Krishna killed the demons, that is Krishna's mercy. But Mahaprabhu's mercy, he never kills anybody. Rather he kills the demoniac propensities in the heart by giving them holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is the difference between mercy of Krishna and mercy of Mahaprabhu. Understand? You are a good demon, isn't it? But he'll never cut your throat, he'll never cut your throat. But he's ready to embrace you. That is his mercy. Come to my fold, come to my fold. A great demon, you hog, stool eating hog, come to my fold. More sinful than Jagai Maharaj, come to my fold, I'm ready to embrace you. Thereby, he'll kill, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Thereby, that is the weapon, Mahaprabhu's weapon. That weapon, he kills the demoniac propensities in the heart. The demon becomes devotee. You see, the demon becomes devotee. Now, demon becomes devotee. Yes. This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is the difference between mercy of Krishna and mercy of Mahaprabhu. Right? Understand? Yes. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Jetatha mang prapadyam testam tatheva bhajamiham. That is English.
As they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
As
they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. That is translation, he says, all right. You understand translation?
Reciprocate.
You understand translation? Understand. Well, more. Jesatha man prapadyam testam tathi bhavadamyam. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita. As one surrenders to me, according to degree of his surrender, I reward. Isn't it? I reciprocate, I reward, I pay back. This is Krishna's words. That means, if somebody is a materialistic person, karmi, fruitive worker, he has desire for material enjoyment in this life and the next also. Isn't it? He has some desire. So, to fulfill that desire, he also does Krishna bhajan. Yes. And Krishna fulfills his desire, all right. This fellow wants to eat stool, all right, take stool. This fellow wants to eat stool, enjoy stool, hot. So Krishna, so he is doing Krishna bhajan. He is doing Krishna bhajan with all this material desire. Krishna understands this thing, yes, he is a hog, all right, get hog's body and eat stool. Yes, Krishna fulfills the desire. A mercy person, he has mental desire, Krishna's confidence. He does bhajan with that motive. And Krishna also fulfills that desire. Those are jnanis, understand my language, jnani. So they have no desire for material enjoyment. You understand? They have realized this thing. This material happiness, material enjoyment, this is very, very insignificant. You understand? They only desire mukti. You follow? Liberation. So with that desire, they do bhajan so. And Krishna knows what is that desire, and Krishna also fulfills that desire, gives them mukti. Isn't it? Jeja thamang prabhadyante stankva seiva bhajamyam. Understand? But who is a bhakta, who is a devotee, who has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, what is his desire? Bhavatad bhakti rahi tukhitoi. Bhavatad bhakti rahi tukhitoi. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kapitamba. Jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani sri. Bhavatad bhakti rahi tukhitoi. A pure devotee, suddha bhakta, who has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, only he asks for ahetuki bhakti. Please, Krishna, please give me ahetuki bhakti and all, devotion only. I don't want anything else from you. Understand me? That is his desire. He engages himself in such loving service to Krishna that will give only pleasure and happiness to Krishna. He never asks for any pleasure and happiness for himself. Understand? But you? Hey, my sister, why are you asking this thing? Bad habit. You understand it? You realize it? Still? No more. Yes. No more. This moment, give it up completely. All right? Then you get his mercy. Yes. If you break this bow, head will be crushed. Who is pure devotee, he understands this thing, he realizes this thing. So he is always engaged in loving service to Krishna that will give him all pleasure, all happiness. Do you understand? So in that mood, he does Krishna bhajan. So that is his prayer. I was singing, Bhakti Vinod. The prayer of a pure devotee. Prabhu tava pada yogi Moro nibedana Prabhu tava pada yogi
Moro nibedana
Nahi magi deha sukho Vidyadhana jana
Nahi magi deha sukho
This is the prayer of a pure devotee. You have translation. What is that?
O Lord, this is my submission at your lotus feet. I do not ask from you sensual pleasure, learning, wealth, or followers. Neither do I beg for residence on the celestial planets or liberation from this mundane existence. I do not pray for any such opulence at all. Whatever birth I may obtain due to the faults of my worldly activities, I pray that I may sing the glories of your holy name, birth after birth.
This is pure devotee prayer. Nahi magi deho sukho vidya dhana dhana. This is my prayer at your lotus feet, O Lord. I am not asking you for bodily pleasure and comfort. So, you are asking. You are asking, not now. You are asking, not now. No more bodily pleasure, no more bodily comfort. Krishna, give him all discomfort, bodily discomfort, all bodily suffering. All right? Then he'll cry, yes, ask for that. Oh Krishna, I'm not asking for material earning, education, material wealth, material followers, no more. I'm not asking for to be elevated to heavenly planet, to enjoy their unlimited material enjoyment. I'm not asking for liberation, not asking for any type of material opulence. All right? This is the prayer of pure devotee. Nijo guna karma dose je je janma pai, janme janme janatava nam guna gai. This is only prayer. Whatever birth I deserve to take according to my prarabdha karma, past activity, whatever birth I deserve to get, let me have it. You understand? But I have only one prayer. Life after life I will sing your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the prayer of a pure devotee. When a pure devotee offers his prayer, then Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, fulfills his desire also. Gives him that thing, he gets blissfulness, transcendental blissfulness, happiness, ecstasy in singing holy name to follow. And that Supreme Lord who is unconquerable, Ajita, he becomes conquered by that pure devotee. He becomes conquered by him, Ajita, Ajita. Yes, because he is not asking for anything, for himself. But Krishna is ready to give you whatever you ask. Krishna says, he is not asking for anything. Only asking for loving service to me. Only asking, let me serve you life after life. You understand? Offer loving service to you life after life. That means I only give you all happiness, all pleasure, all enjoyment to you. I'm not asking for any pleasure, any happiness, any enjoyment for me. When you ask for like that, Krishna thinks, he's not asking for anything. Then what will say? All right, take me, take me. What shall I do? He's not asking for anything. Krishna has promised, Jedatha mantravadyante sangsatheiva bhajamyahum. If somebody does some bhajan with some desire, I fulfill his desire. That promise. But this person never asks for anything, isn't it? Only ask for my pleasure, my enjoyment, giving me all happiness and pleasure. Only to be engaged in my loving service life after life. And asking for getting all happiness, joyfulness, blissfulness, and chanting my holy name. Yes. What shall I do? He made me indebted. Yes. He made me indebted. How can I pay him back? All right, take me, take me. So Krishna will say, take me. You want that? Want Krishna? So if you offer prayer in such a way, then
Krishna, will come to you, take me. Krishna, who is a jita, who is a conqueror, become conquered by such a pure devotee. This is Krishna's mercy.
Kinto udarja vigraha, gaura harinkar dayaya hataru adhik udar.
You understand what is Krishna's mercy? Now, what is Gaura's mercy? Udarja vigraha gaura harinkar dayaya hataru adhik udar. Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami bhasha re, Sri Krishna Chaitanya daya karo vicharo.
Oh,
Mahaprabhu. So I spoke about what is Krishna's mercy, huh? So Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous vigraha, udarja vigraha. Mahaprabhu's mercy is more, crores of times more than that. Yes. Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Kaviraj. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is a language. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaho Vichar. Vichar karle chitte paave chamatkar. Think of very deeply the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Deliberate on it. If you can think of and deliberate, then it become a mist in your heart. Straggled. Yes. You become straggled. You become amazed. What mercy? Can't think of. When he showers his mercy, he never discriminates whether one deserves it, whether one doesn't deserve it. Fit to deserve or not fit to deserve, never deserve. Very, very elevated or very, very degraded, indiscriminately. He offers his mercy. What is that? That is Krishna prema. You understand? What is even very, very difficult on the part of Brahma to get it? Brahma Rudullava. Even Brahma cannot have it. He offers such Krishna prema to one and all indiscriminately. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu is known as Prema Purushottama. He came to give you Krishna prema. When he came, when he appeared, when he showered his mercy, offered that prema, there was an inundation of prema. You understand, the whole world. That inundation of prema came. Uchulila prema vanya chudike vidai. Sri Buddha Bhalaka Juba Sakali Dubai. You have gotten that. No. Sajjana durjana pangav jada andhagana prema banyaya dubailo jagatya jana. And that flood came, inundation of prema came, spread in all directions. The all are drowned. The women, the men, the old men, young men, boys, girls, everybody is drowned. Sajjanas, durjanas, nobles, persons, wicked persons, rascals, demons, cripples, blind, dubala, deaf, dumb, everybody is drowned in that inundation. But there were some who saw the flood is coming, they ran away. he ran away. Who are they? Mayabadi karma nishtha kutarki. What? Mayabadi karma nishtha kutarki gagana nindaka pasandi jata padua odham. Seso mahadakhya dhaya padaila. Sivanya pasavare suite narila. Yes, yes.
The impersonalists, furtive workers, false logicians, blasphemers, non-devotees, and lowest among the student community.
Lowest among student community, yes.
Are all very expert in avoiding the Krishna conscious movement.
They are very expert in running away. They saw the flood is coming, inundation coming, they ran away. They are not drowned. Yes. Tasavare vanya chuitanarla. Mahaprabhu brought that inundation, but this, Mahabadi karmanishta kutarkika, is all very expert in running away, they ran away. The flood cannot touch them. When Mahaprabhu saw this thing, Tadekhi Mahaprabhu karena chintan, jagat dubaite ami karinu jatan, kyaho kyaho edailo pratignya hailo bhanga, tasavare dubaite pathiva kichuranga.
Seeing that the Mayavadis and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead.
Yes.
But some of them have escaped.
Some of them escaped.
Therefore, I should.
He is one of them, isn't it? Alan is one of them. Alan? Alan ran away. Alan ran away. He is one of them, yes. So?
Therefore, I shall devise a trick to drown them all also.
So I, Mahaprabhu promised that I'll drown everybody, but some of them escaped. Then my promise broke. Yes, what shall I do? What is that? I'll trick them. Yes, yes.
Therefore I shall devise a trick.
I shall devise a trick.
To drown them also.
To drown them also. What is trick? Ata bali mane kariya vicharo.
Sannyas order of life.
That is the trick. Yes. Those are running away, bring them down. Yes.
After full consideration.
Accept a sannyas order. That is Mahaprabhu's trick. What is the purpose or purport of Mahaprabhu's accepting sannyas? You understand? In Grastha Leela, Mahaprabhu was doing Grastha Leela. He started his mission, isn't it? Coming back from Gaya. Started Sankirtan in the courtyard of Sivasa Thakur, Angam. First he was doing Rudhadwara, bolting the doors. Then he started. So thereby some Grasthas are coming, you understand, taking part. But when he gave up Grasthasrama and accepted Sannyasasrama, that is also that mission to prema to one and all, to all living entities. Yes. To give this prema to all living entities. That is the purpose. But those who are dispassionate, kutark, mayabad, they are running away, they should also be brought. Then they will get. They will also drown in this inundation. That is trick. So Mahaprabhu was leaving Grastasrama to get accept sannyasa. At that time, what he said to his mother, old mother, Sati Devi, newly wedded wife, Vishnupriya. They were crying, you see. But what Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu said, don't cry. He said to Sati Mata, accept Krishna as your son. Yes. And told Vishnupriya, accept Krishna as your husband. Yes. This way he consoled, crying mother and crying wife. He left them, went out, took up sannyas. You understand? To shower his mercy on one and all the suffering jivas, most degraded, most fallen suffering jivas. You understand? To do good to one and all. He left home and took up sannyas. You understand? That is the purpose. At the time of marriage, some mantra was recited. You understand? That mantra says, I'm accepting this wife. So I'll take up all responsibility to maintain her, take care of her. Isn't it? That mantra. And I won't leave her. Now, taking a sannyas means he broke that. Why he did? To shower his mercy on all suffering jivas here. This shows what compassionate heart he had for all suffering jivas, all living entities. What compassionate, merciful heart he had. Do you understand? You cannot think it of. You cannot think it of. Yes. A rascal, an ignorant fool, murkha, cannot understand this. What is Mahaprabhu's heart? Do you understand? Such loving, compassionate heart he has for all living entities. Those are suffering here, leading such distressed life, unhappy life. What is the heart? So many people cannot understand, therefore they criticize Mahaprabhu that he left his household affairs, left his old mother, left his young wife. Those are dependent on him. Ignorant, those cannot understand, they criticized him. But Mahaprabhu's heart is such compassionate heart. Nobody can fathom it. Dubala. So deep compassion was there in the heart of Mahaprabhu. So he left home and thought and took up sannyas and does Krishna Kirtan, thereby to shower his mercy to one and all this material world, this wonderful leela he manifested. He gives Krishna prema through chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Follow. Anarpita tarim chirat karunaya avatinna kalau samarpaitunna tajolara sangsa bhakti sriyam Hari purata sundara diti kadamba sandipita sada hudaya kandare puratuna svachinandana. You are?
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow with no incarnation ever offered before.
No incarnation? Given something, yes.
The most sublime, radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service.
So he gave something that no incarnation has ever given. Do you follow? So he came to give that thing to the material world. What a human being can understand? Gaura Sundara has not come to speak that thing. What has not been given in any incarnations of the Lord, no incarnation has given, no incarnation has preached. Gaura Sundara came to give that thing and preach that thing. You understand? We are most fallen pathitas, pasandis, materialistic persons, gross materialistic persons. We have no transcendental vision at all. All material vision, we see things in that perspective. So he appeared to shower his mercy, causeless mercy, supreme mercy on all such pasandis, pathitas, most fallen, degraded rascals we have. You understand? We don't know what is our real good or benefit. We don't know. But he knows. So he appeared and showered his mercy and offers at Krishna prema to us, though you don't deserve it. Yes. This is, therefore he says, most munificent incarnation, Mahavaranya. Thereby, you'll get Krishna. Understand? You'll get Krishna. If you can accept Mahaprabhu's teaching, understand it very well, for the teachings of Mahaprabhu, get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, then very easily get Krishna. Krishna will be with you. Then why are you suffering? If Krishna will be with you, will you suffer? No question of suffering at all. This is his Mahabharanya Leela, Gaura Sundara's Mahabharanya Leela. Understand? What is English?
Most munificent
Leela. Aparisimadaya, his mercy is unlimited. Do you understand? Unlimited maya, unlimited daya, unlimited mercy, merciful leela, he has manifested. Yes. So Mahaprabhu has come to give that Krishna to one and all. Yes. But such fools, those are forgotten Krishna, captured by maya conditioned souls, they accept a jnana as jnana, a vidya as vidya. They accept darkness as enlightenment, enlightenment as darkness.
they accept the happiness of distress, distress as happiness, isn't it? Ill-fated persons. But Mahaprabhu is offering such good fortune to you. Yes. Why you are ill-fated? He is offering such good fortune to you. Why can't you get it, Mr. Raleigh? Such misfortune, such ill-fate. Mandabhagya. So we should cry for his mercy. We must cry and beg for mercy. Patita pavana sachinandana gaurahari. Understand? No other means there. As written in this verse, speaking of the supremely merciful, what? Mercy, wonderful mercy, aprakruta, transcendental, not material mercy, transcendental mercy, Mahaprabhu gives.
O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy. Which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation.
Yes.
By your mercy, everything is made pure and blissful. Mm. It awakens transcendental bliss and covers all gross material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy causes the heart to jubilate by pouring forth transcendental mellows. Your mercy always stimulates devotional service, which is full of joy. You are always glorifying the conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy.
You understand? Siradadatam nijagupta bitam. Kind of that verse. Siradadatam nijagupta bitam so prema namamrita matyudara. Apamaranjo vitatara gaura kusnadane vastamahanta vadde. Emanna gauranga vine nahiyaro. Emanna gauranga vine nahiyaro. Emanna gauranga vine nahiyaro. Emanna gauranga vine nahiyaro. Emanna avataro habbe ki hoyeche hema prema porotaro. Emanna avataro habbe ki hoyeche hema prema porotaro. অবতারো হবে কি হয়েছে হে না প্রেম অবতারো
হে না অবতার
হবে কি হয়েছে হে না প্রেম দুরমতি অতি কথিত পাষণ্ডী প্রাণে নকারী লোকারে দুরমতি অতি কথিত পাষণ্ডী প্রাণে নমারি লোকারে হরি নাম দিয়া হৃদয় শোধিল যাচি গিয়া ঘরে ঘরে হরি নাম দিয়া হৃদয় শোধিল যাচি গিয়া ঘরে ঘরে
হরি নাম দিয়া
হৃদয় শোধিল যাচি গিয়া ঘরে ঘরে মঙ্গল রঙ বিনে নাহি আর এ মন গৌরাঙ্গ বিনে হবে কি হয়েছে হে না প্রেম করতার
হে না অবতার হবে কি হয়েছে হে না প্রেম করতার
হে না অবতার হবে কি হয়েছে হে না প্রেম করতার
হে না অবতার হবে কি হয়েছে
চিরাদদতং নিজগুপ্ত ভীতম সপ্রেম নামামৃত মৃত্যুদার আপামরঞ্জো বিদদার গৌরকৃষ্ণ নিমেষতমং প্রপদ্যে.
The most magnificent supreme personality of Godhead, known as Gaurakrishna, distributed to everyone, even the lowest of men, his own confidential treasury in the form of the nectar of love of himself and the holy name.
Yes.
This was never given to the people at any time before. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Never given in any incarnation, any time, any age. This Krishna Prema is a hidden treasure. Do you understand? Gupta Vita, hidden treasure of Krishna. Krishna's hidden treasure. Do you understand?
He had not given up till now. In Gaur Avatar, that treasury house, the doors of the treasury, very strong bolted doors are broke open. And distributed indiscriminately. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Pipasu. They cannot have it, understand? Material. Persons who are materialistic persons, who are running after material enjoyment, persons running after liberation, yogis running after siddhis, yoga siddhis, they cannot have it. They cannot have it. Karmis, jnanis, yogis cannot have it. They cannot have it. This Krishna Prema, this is Supreme Purusartha, Krishna Prema, Mahabhadanya Gauranga, most munificent incarnation Gauranga, distributed it, gave it indiscriminately to one and all, never discriminates whether one deserves it, whether one doesn't deserve it, whether one is qualified or not qualified, whether this place is proper place to distribute or not, whether this time is suitable time or not. No such discrimination. He distributed this Krishna Prema everywhere, one and all. This is his wonderfully merciful pastime. Mahandaya, supreme mercy, nama prema vidarana lila. This lila pastime of distributing nama prema is Gauranga's Mahavadanya lila. Name is in every yuga. Name is there in every yuga. Name is there in Sruti Shastra, Vedic literature. His glories are there in Shastra. Name can give you mukti, can give you liberation, name can fulfill all your desires. This is all mentioned in Sruti Shastra. But except this Kali Yuga, this is special Kali Yuga. Gaura never comes in all Kali Yuga, except this Kali Yuga. It is not distributed in any other yuga. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, any other Kali, except this Kali. You understand? Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali, this special Kali Yuga, in form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he chanted this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. This name is not different from himself, do you understand? Chanted, and he himself relished that mellow, nectarian mellow, emanating from chanting this holy name, and he distributed it, himself relished, and himself distributed to one and all to relish. Release it, Mr. Allen, release it. Are you releasing? Releasing? No, releasing, no. He can't release, you see. Jaundice affected person, sugar candy tastes bitter, isn't it? It tastes bitter to you? He might take it. How sweet it is! How sweet! Nobody gives this thing. Only Krishna can give. And Krishna, when Krishna comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, he gives this thing. Nobody can give this thing. Do you understand? So, and he gives this Krishna prema through chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you understand? This is the chanting of Premanama Sankirtana, not ordinary name. This is Premanama. The nama, the name that gives prema is Premanama, pure name. Do you understand? So, therefore he is known as Mahavadanya, most munificent incarnation, Mahavadanya Prema Data, the giver of Krishna Prema. So Prema Nama Amrita, the Amrita, the nectar emanating from
his own name. Do you understand? Devanamamrita, he is distributing. That is, he is Mahandaya, great, supreme mercy. Nobody can think it of. Emana Gauranga Bine Nahiyaro, this song. Will you see? Emana Gauranga Bine Nahiyaro, Emana Gauranga Bine Nahiyaro, Emana Gauranga Bine Nahiyaro, Emana Gauranga Bine Nahiyaro. Ena Botaro Hobe Ki Hoye Che, Ena Prema Poro Charo. Mahaprabhu, avatar, such incarnation will never be there. In the past there was no such incarnation, in the future there will be no such incarnation. Such prema, distribution of prema was not there in past and will never be in future also. Such most wicked, most sinful person pass on these bodies are degraded. Most degraded, most fallen, dharmati, ill-minded persons, rascals. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, wonderfully merciful, that he never cut throat. But Krishna cut throat, but Mahaprabhu never cut throat, rather giving them this holy name, that is his weapon. That weapon he killed. Demoniac propensities in the heart. Such merciful incarnation, going to every doorstep, he sent Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu to every doorstep, go and give this, distribute this. Do you understand? But he's a Basundi, most degraded, most sinful person like Jagai and Madhai. They got it, isn't it? They got it. They got such mercy. Yeah, therefore says, the all-merciful Lord Gauranga saw Jagai's repentant behavior, immediately embracing by seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and embracing him. Both the sinful brothers were at once pleased. Thus they received the initiation in the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra from the Lord and were delivered. So this is the mercy. Merciful Leela, supremely merciful. Merciful Leela, wonderfully merciful Leela of Prema Purushottama Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Prema Purushottama Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki! Padita Pavana Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki! Mahavalanya Avatara Prema Pradatta Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki!
He said that Krishna doesn't cut, Mahaprabhu doesn't cut any throat.
No.
But my doubt has been, but for me, at the time of my death, I may just, I'll be throat cut. Yeah, I don't, no. So that's my doubt. I've been doubting.
Why is that doubt? You have this doubt. No more doubt. Sansayatma vinasyati. somebody a doubt, he'll perish. Nonsense. Dead.
We understand that Mahaprabhu came and inundated the whole world with love of God.
Yes.
Now, my question is, did that take place 500 years ago and everyone went back to God and the universe was refilled with conditioned souls, or is it that taking place now?
Huh? What do you say?
I'm saying 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole world with love of God. Did that take place?
Yes, you see such drunk hearts. Most sinful person, Jagai Maharaj, they got what I was speaking. Such persons, most sinful persons, maddened drunkards, that heart, the forehead of Nityananda Prabhu. They went, they got, they went back, then who is accepted? Nonsense. Beat him? What question are you asking? But get out from here.
Every living entity was...
Yeah!
And then it filled up again with conditioned souls?
Yes! But that lila is going on now also. Huh. Yes. Very lila of dhati kore gaurarai. Kon kon bhagyavan de gibar pai. That Gauranga's lila is still going on. Those are fortunate, they can only see it. Yes, fortunate. But you are ill-fated, so you can see it. Can't see it. You can't see it. Ill-fated. Manda bhagya. Manda bhagya. Huh? Understand? Yeah.
Maya?
Yeah.
You were explaining that Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Jagai and Madhai were delivered.
Yes.
But there was a story I read somewhere is that that they were lacking something because they didn't experience full bliss after they were delivered.
Why? Why they cannot get? They become complete sadhus. They become complete sadhus. They are initiated with that, Krishna. What proper rights? Initiated,
I read somebody said that because they had also committed offenses to ordinary living entities, they were not feeling the full bliss.
No. Not a fact. You got Mahaprabhu's mercy, you got Nityananda Prabhu's. How will it be, Baba? How will it be? Wonderfully merciful personality. Maar khaya prem diya. Nityananda Prabhu was bitten, still he gave prema. So merciful. They become complete sadhus. Yes, Jagai and Madhai become complete sadhus. Yes. They give up all that, habits, sinful, habits, activities. Completely give up, completely become sadhus. They become sadhus. Yes. That you are worse than that, isn't it? You are worse than.
So you are more merciful than Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, worse. Worse than that. They deserve, but you don't deserve. Huh?
You once said that Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavana, he's not Kapatya Pavana.
Not Kapatya Pavana, yes, definitely. Not Kapatya Pavana, Patita Pavana.
So this is why we're not getting it.
Yes. You become Kapat. Patita. You are Patita, but you are Kapata. Kapatya is there. Though you are Patita, fallen, but you are such duplicitous person, you never think that I am Patita. No, I am very, very elevated. Yes. This is kapatya. This is duplicitousness. Crookedness. So crookedness there in your heart. As long as crookedness there, kapatya there in your heart. Hey. You cannot have the mercy of all merciful two Prabhus, Gaur and Nidai. Understand? Yes. Give up that crookedness. Give up that khapatya, duplicious. Become simple. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Salatahi Vaishnavada. Bhakti Siddhanta. Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, it's better to remain in such lower spaces as birds, beasts, insects, germs, worms. Better to remain in those spaces. But don't allow this kapatya, this crookedness, enter into your heart. He says that. As long as this carpet is there, you cannot have the mercy. Though Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all merciful Lord, offer, you cannot have it. As I say, such inundation came. But such Pasundis, Mahabadis, Kutharki Yaks, very expert running away, they ran away. Inundation coming, run away. The inundation, the flood cannot touch them.
Similarly, is that when you come, they all run away?
Who am I? I may be running away.
No. It's Nityananda's mercy is the last limit of mercy.
Yes.
So, although spiritual master is the manifestation of Lord Nityananda, can we say that spiritual master is more merciful than Nityananda? Or it's same limit?
Same limit. Manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu Baba. Manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu.
Jaya Guru Nityananda Prakash Ki
Jai. Nitaira Karuna Habe. Braje Radha Krishna Pave. If you get the mercy of Nitai, then you get Radha Krishna and Braja Bhumi. Otherwise, no hope at all. Understand? Yes. Cry for that mercy.
Jai. 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 Jai.